Georgia's DBHDD is warning all Georgians that half of all opioid deaths happen at home, when people take an Oxy or a Perc with a glass of alcohol for stress or to sleep. Learn more about protecting families from opioid overdoses at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to a bonus episode of the Bitter Southerner podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting and the magazine I edit, The Bitter Southerner. My name is Chuck Reese, and today we have a special end-of-the-year edition of our show where we go through the Bitter Southerner's annual list of the best Southern albums of the year. We, every year, listen to every record by every Southerner that we possibly can, and we try to put them in rank order by quality. And our list, our full list, which you can find at bittersoutherner.com, is 30 albums. Not going to go through 30 albums with you today because we'd be here all day and you probably don't want to listen to me babble all day long, but we are going to run through the top 12. And before I do that, though, I want to make a little note here. There will be explicit language in this episode, so cover the ears of the young ones if you wish. But sometimes good music needs to curse. Coming in at number 12 is a musical treasure, Roseanne Cash, with her latest album, She Remembers Everything. The song's called Eight Gods of Harlem.
Rain falls on the paramedics, but they do not go inside. The street is where it all went down. The street is where he lies.
Mother. A few months ago, I was in New York City to interview Roseanne Cash at her home. And one of the things that she really cares about a lot is trying to stop the plague of gun violence in this country. And let me quote Roseanne directly. I feel so strongly about gun control, and I was thinking about when a child dies from gun violence, it's not just the family's lives that are shattered. She co-wrote Eight Gods of Harlem with Kris Kristofferson and Elvis Costello, and they perform on it with her.
Some was on his best behavior, shit was on his shoes, blood was on the handlebars, nothing on the news, no one saw it coming. No one was to blame. Daddy's got a broken heart. He'll never be the same.
This record is really a return to a more personal style of songwriting with her after a few, like this series of three albums that were largely thematic in nature. Here she's writing about the things she cares about herself. At number 11, John Prine, and his latest album, The Tree of Forgiveness, is one of the best he has recorded in years. I want to play a little bit of one of my favorite songs on this record. It's called When I Get to Heaven, in which John envisions precisely what he's going to do when he departs this mortal coil.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm gonna get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand? And then I'm gonna get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty
it has his customary, witty, incisive way of looking at life. John's thinking about mortality, but he's not very mournful about it.
And I always will remember these words my daddy said. He said, "Buddy, when you're dead, you're a dead peckerhead." I hope to prove him wrong, that is, when I get to heaven. 'Cause I'm going to have a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl.
I'm getting up in years myself, and I hear this, and I think, hey, I'm reassured, I'm comforted, I'm not alone. At number 10, we have the Chapel Hill, North Carolina punk rock legends, Superchunk. Superchunk actually got mad enough to make a real protest record. Their music has always been hard, smashing punk rock, but they got very topical this year. I'm going to play you a little bit of the title song, What a Time to Be Alive. Just in case you can't pick up the lyrics of what Mac McCaughan is singing in the chorus, let me read them to you. To see the rot in no disguise, oh, what a time to be alive. The scum, the shame, the fucking lies, oh, what a time to be alive. Which pretty much sums up the way a lot of people feel these days. And for me, as someone who grew up when punk rock was the primary music of rebellion, to hear these guys wailing away at the dying of the light, at the diminishment of some of our country's ideals, man, it just does my heart good. It takes me back to my youth. Coming in at number 9 is J.I.D., a rapper from Atlanta. His album, DiCaprio 2, is far and away the best Southern hip-hop record of 2018.
Activation, activation, maturation, process, rap game too saturated, grab you lady, masturbation on her face, an acne patient, acting patient, so complacent, comfortable, a basic bowl of shit, hold my own, I own my dick, go shaloma, unpredictable, and roll with the clicker, fold with big clips.
He really raps so skillfully. When you listen to the first verse of Slick Talk, the second song on DiCaprio 2, you will hear 136 words spun out at you very skillfully in 15 seconds. In other words, he literally is almost as fast as an assault rifle.
This the type of shit that have nickels and beef, that slick talk, followed by some stick talk, didn't sleep. Pissed off, I done took my fifth loss this week. Big dog, I can scratch that shit off like fleas. I got a lot of shit to say, but I'ma keep my list short. I know a lot of your favorites not gon' fuck with this part. When I'm done, please know that I was trying to diss y'all. 'Cause if this is a competition, then I'm setting this bar. In my city, who's with me?
When I listen to his record this year, the thing that strikes me the most about it is that you just take so much great joy in the man's skill. I mean, just his ability to throw out these streams of rhymes as if they were nothing, and then to weave complex messages into them, and the messages are strong, and it just doesn't sound like any other hip-hop record.
Heard niggas looking for a problem, but we don't even move into the rent, dude. My nigga hands itching, finna rob some. Better pray to God that he don't get you.
Coming in at number 8 this year is a band you may never have heard of called Marie Lepanto. This was a band formed by two longtime indie musicians from the South. One is Will Johnson, who is from Texas. Will has joined up with Justin Peter Kinkle Schuster, who was a member of a great band from Mississippi called the Water Liars. They got together to do this new record, which is called Ten Killer. And let's listen to a little bit of the first song on the album, Patient, Patient Man.
I might be forgiven according to some. I might be a lost sheep according to the same song. A patient, patient man.
What I love about this record is just the haunting sound of it. And both these guys have really yearning voices, and their lyric writing is sharp. And you know, Will is going to be the gravelier one in the mix, and Justin is has a little bit of a cleaner voice, but they work unexpectedly beautifully together. And this is probably one of my favorite indie rock records, period, this year, not just from the South but from anywhere.
A patient, patient man.
When I hear that song, I think about just the trials of life and how, you know, somebody said to me one time, never pray for patience because God will give you something to be patient about. And I think that's what Will and Justin are wrestling with in that first song there, is how to acquire and maintain the patience that life requires. And that's something I want to hear about all the time. Coming in at number 7 is probably one of the biggest selling records on our list. It's by the Pistol Annies from Nashville, Tennessee, and it's called Interstate Gospel.
It takes a judge to get married, it takes a judge to get divorced. Well, the last couple of years, spent a lot of time in court, got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wanted something new, then I wanted what I had. I got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
The Pistol Annies consist of three great female songwriters in Nashville. Miranda Lambert is probably the most famous of them. Ashley Monroe, who had a great solo album out this year called Sparrow. And then Angelina Presley, whose album Wrecked came in number 2 on our list in 2017. And together, the three of them are amazing. And one of the things that they do is something we saw a lot of this year. They stand up for women in a really dramatic way. And a great example of that is a rock and roller on the album called Got My Name Changed Back, which is exactly what you think. It's a song about getting divorced and getting your name changed back because you're tired of that old guy you left behind. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Well, how to win when you play the fool. That's something they don't teach in school. I played to win, looking back, it's funny. I broke his heart and I took his money. Got my name changed back.
You know, when I listen to this whole album by the Pistol Annies, I hear a bunch of angry but confident, smart women at the top of their game. And that's why this album is one of the biggest rewards of the year. Coming in at number six is Andrew Bryant, another guy you maybe have never heard of, with his album called Ain't It Like the Cosmos. Andrew has a gift. Andrew is able to express big ideas and big emotions with a minimum of words. We'll start out with the first song on the record called Robert Downey Jr.'s Scars.
Iron Man was on the TV. Pour myself another beer. Thinking about all the pain that's in my heart. Thinking about Robert Downey Jr.'s scars. And man, I know just what it takes.
His three solo albums have been quite remarkable, particularly because of the lyrical economy you hear in them.
Start again, to start again.
And now I want to play you another little snippet, but from the last song on the record, which is called Pay Your Rent.
No one. About your life, no one wants to hear about it. No one wants to hear about your wife.
What you hear all throughout this album is a regular guy trying to be a good dad to his young son and trying to figure out the way to be true to himself in the process.
So just go to work and pay your rent. And try to love yourself and live within.
It's a difficult thing for artists to raise children sometimes, I think, because artists live unconventional lives in many ways. They're not 9-to-5ers, but there are very few of them who are able to write about those family relationships without coming off as maudlin somehow. And Andrew Bryant never does. He never does. This is not a parenthood record that will make you cringe. It's a beautiful record about the relationships that we have with the people we love and how we deal with the things that we can't tolerate.
No, there's nothing bigger, man, this is it. No, there's nothing bigger, man, this is it.
Coming in at number five is a truly unique record called Myth by a man named Lonnie Holly. Lonnie Holly's from Alabama, but he's based in Atlanta these days.
In a distant shoreline.
You listen to I Snuck Off the Slave Ship. It's not dinner party music, and we should point out the song is almost 18 minutes long. But it begins with this line. In a distant shoreline, I could see me standing there, watching ships sailing in, ship after ship after ship, oh, sailing in, standing in wonder, standing there, watching the capture of my body.
Watching ships, oh, sailing in.
Watching ships.
after ship after ship. Oh, ship, land in. Standing in wonder, standing there. Watching the capture of my body to take me somewhere.
One of the things that we have to wrestle with in the South is the history of slavery. And I had never heard anything quite like that monumental song. It's because what he does is he starts there on the shore in Africa, and you see him in the holds of slave ships, and then he goes on from there to track essentially the entire history and even take a stab at the future of African Americans. You know, how the fields turned into factories, and then into technologies, and you know, I love toward the end of the song, there's this line, "Now I'm on further exploration."
Stuck on the slave ship, just sneak on another. Stuck on, and now I'm on. Stuck on, I'm on further exploration. Further.
Lonnie's always going further, you know, but this is the most challenging record that came out of the South this year, and one that delivered on its challenges in an amazing way. I mean, we all felt very strongly about the record, but, you know, we also felt like it was really important to turn on a lot of people to Lonnie Hollis who maybe you have never heard of him before, because most people haven't. And you know, he's a remarkable individual.
Mirror that reflects
that.
How humanity would turn out to be.
Coming in at number four is Casey Musgraves, who grew up in tiny little Golden, Texas, a little town in East Texas, northwest of Longview. This record, Golden Hour, is like, this is her falling in love record. The most brilliant thing that she has always been able to do, you know, from the get-go, she's had a way of capturing these beautiful little word pictures of Southern small-town life. And you know, Slow Burn begins with one of those.
Born in a hurry, always late, haven't been early since 88. Texas is hot, I can be cold. Grandma cried when I pierced my nose. Good in a glass, good on green, good when you're putting your hands all over me. I'm all right with a slow burn.
So she pulls you right into that world that she's always built for you. You know, these incredibly brilliant pictures of small town life in the South. And then, you know, the production on this record, though, it's almost like her saying, oh, sod off, country music establishment. I don't need you. Yeah. This has even got a disco song on it, High Horse.
Oh, I bet you think you're John Wayne, showing up and shooting.
the first verse of High Horses, "Oh, I bet you think you're John Wayne, showing up and shooting down everybody. You're classic in the wrong way, and we all know the end of the story." You know, it's lyrics with a knife. I'm of the punk rock generation, and if you chose to be on the punk side of things, disco sucked in all its forms. You know, my views on that have since moderated greatly, but I gotta admit, when that record came out earlier this year and I heard that song, I was like, uh-uh. But I just kept listening to it because I was listening to the record, and I was like, I bet I'm gonna wind up skipping that song. Now it's one of my favorite songs on the record.
Hall of Fame for all the games that you think that you're winning. Cause everyone knows someone who kills the buzz every time they open up their mouth. Yeah, everyone knows someone who thinks they're cooler than everybody else. And I think we've seen enough.
One other thing I would like to add about why we picked a pop record. I think its poppiness was important to how a lot of women received that record. When we were debating, you know, who went where on the list, one of my partners, Kyle Tibbs Jones, said, "You can't forget that this is a record that brought millions of women joy, and we needed it this year." And that's an absolutely valid statement, you know, and if somebody that brilliant can cross over into pop, God bless her. We need more like her.
You ain't never gonna come down.
Coming in at number three is a young woman, very young, 23 years old, Lucy Dacus from Richmond, Virginia. And her album is called Historian. We're going to listen to a little bit of a deeply moving song called Pillar of Truth.
Your hands are folded, your eyes are closing, your words are broken, your eyes are dry. I'm weak looking at you, a pillar of truth turn into dust.
Lucy Dacus has said that that song came about as a result of her final visit with her grandmother in Mississippi.
Turn into dust.
I will admit crying the first time I heard the song, because I think it you know, any of us who have lost a dear loved one knows what that feels like. But to hear someone describe it in so few words, but with such great eloquence, is amazing. Historian sounds like a Led Zeppelin record. I mean, it's got these huge crescendos and crashing guitars, and the sense of dynamics in the music is amazing, because, you know, she'll start with a real quiet thing, and then by the end of you know, the song, it's just like it's 40 decibels higher than it was when it began. And, you know, I've always loved that in music. That's why I loved Nirvana so much, because they had those quiet little verses and then the crashing choruses, you know. And it's a great musical trick, and she does it better than most anybody these days. She's one of the most powerful musical artists working in the South today, and she's only 23 years old. God knows what she's going to be able to come up with over the next 20 years. Coming in at number two is an album called Boy Genius by a group of three women who call themselves Boy Genius: Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, and Lucy Dacus. First time in the history of the Bitter Southerner list that we've ever had the same person on two different records that made it into our top ten.
Now in a college town, I would walk around, but it's really coming down, mesmerized by double lines, two yellow tightropes, I'm making good time.
And the song that we played, Ketchum, Idaho, is I think NPR Music's Bob Boylan said that it's like one of the most perfect songs about alienation that he had ever heard. And, you know, it's these three women who are touring musicians. They're away from their homes, their families, that sort of thing. And they write so eloquently about that.
Be it alone, given the sorrow some company, nothing to say. Stay on the phone. I'm sorry, I do not know what else you want from me. I am never anywhere.
I'm a sucker for harmony, and they sound, their harmony is so beautiful it sounds like they're sisters.
When I'm home,
you know, even though they're so young, they've been making music for a long time. You know, they all started as teenagers. And it was interesting. I read an interview with Phoebe Bridgers in the LA Times where they asked her about how they came up with the name Boy Genius. And she said, and I quote here, "We've all been in collaborative environments where we felt that there was like a bizarre power dynamic that was being imposed on us because of our being younger and female. The term boy genius is sort of a shorthand to describe the attitude of the entitled creative male who, either realizing or not realizing it, takes up all the space in the room." We need a drum roll here. Coming in at number one, the best Southern album of 2018. And judging from other people's lists, a lot of people think it's the best American album, period, of the year. It's by Atlanta's Janelle Monáe, and it's called Dirty Computer. Just played the chorus of Americans. That's the last song on the album, and it's a really beautiful anthemic way to go out of a record that is absolutely strident all the way through.
War is old, so is sex. Let's play God, you go next. Hands go up, men go down. Try my luck, stand my ground. Die in church, live in jail. Say her name, twice in hell. Uncle Sam, kiss the man. Jim Crow Jesus rose again.
It sounds like the best Prince records ever made, you know, and Prince actually did some work with her on the album before he died. And, you know, she's staking her claim. She's staking her right to be exactly who she is. There is a clip from a sermon by Pastor Sean McMillan of the Giant Steps Church in Chicago.
Let me help you in here. Until women can get equal pay for equal work, this is not my America. Until same gender-loving people can be who they are, this is not my America. Until black people can come home from a police stop without being shot in the head, this is not my America.
Janelle Monáe's record is the one that really unites the two big themes of Southern music this year. Women asserting their power and a sense of an urgent need to protest certain things that are going on in our country. And I guess that's it for us today. We always enjoy doing our annual music list. It always starts a lot of debate. It's always a lot of fun. But we hope the thing it mainly does is open people's ears to music they haven't heard yet. And I hope we've done that for you here today on this bonus episode of the Bitter Southerner podcast. You can read the complete list of the top 30 Southern albums of 2018 at bittersoutherner.com. That's also where you can subscribe to our podcast. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you. You got a favorite record, favorite song from the South 2018? We'd love to hear what you think. You can contact us on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. It's easy to do. Our producer, Sean Powers, Sarah Shariari, edits the show. Patterson Hood and his band, the Drive-By Truckers, had the great courtesy of giving us our theme music, which is a song from their album American Band called Ever South, which we think is highly appropriate for the theme of the Bitter Southerner podcast. And we are proud to be co-producing this with Georgia Public Broadcasting and all our team at the Bitter Southern Magazine. I'm Chuck Reese, and I got three instructions for you. Hug more necks, abide no hatred, and the most important is to do what you love with who you love. We'll see you on episode 3.